Exercise 12 through 14. Up until the middle of the 19th century, little was known about the nature of infectious diseases and the ways in which they are transmitted. In the mid-1800s, however, an important clue emerged from the work of a Viennese doctor, Ignaz Semmelweis. At the time, many pregnant women who entered Vienna General Hospital, where he was working, died shortly after having given birth. Their deaths were attributed to something called childbed fever. Curiously, the death rate from childbed fever in the hospital ward where the patients were treated by physicians was 5 times higher than in another ward where women were seen only by midwives. Semmelweis was at a loss to explain why this should be so. But then something remarkable occurred. One of Semmelweis's colleagues cut his finger on a knife that had been used during an autopsy. Within days, he exhibited symptoms remarkably like those associated with childbed fever and died shortly thereafter. Semmelweis knew that physicians often spent time with students in the autopsy room prior to visiting their patients in the maternity ward. Thanks largely to the clue provided by the death of his colleague, he speculated that something like the following might be responsible for the huge differences in death rates in the two wards. Perhaps childbed fever is caused by something that physicians come into contact with in the autopsy room and then unintentionally transmit to pregnant women during the course of their rounds in the maternity ward. This something Semmelweis appropriately termed cadaveric matter. The challenge faced by Semmelweis was to devise a way of testing his ideas. He reasoned as follows. If childbed fever is caused by cadaveric matter transmitted from physician to patient, and if something were done to remove all traces of cadaveric matter from the physicians prior to their visiting patients in the maternity ward, then the incidence of childbed fever should diminish. In fact, he arranged for physicians to wash their hands and arms in a powerful cleansing agent prior to their rounds in the maternity ward. Within 2 years, the death rate from childbed fever in the ward attended by physicians approached that in the ward attended by midwives. In 1848, Semmelweis was losing not a single woman to childbed fever.